have to answer the question and pace of the music, Todd. Are you ready? Okay. Can you handle that?
I think I can.
All right. Bill in Mesa wants to know about warranties. Great question, Bill. Welcome to the program.
Morning. The other question I had was about cleaning the little fins or vents on my unit. I just bought a little power sprayer attachment that puts it out pretty forcefully. Is that something we should do routinely or not do?
Well, yes, you should do it routinely. I would be a little cautious about doing it yourself, especially with a power washer. I mean, you know, you don't want to damage that coil. Typically, when a professional technician, he'll use a chemical cleaner that he puts on the coil itself. He'll let it sit, and then he'll hose it off with a conventional hose. But you do want to have an outdoor condensing system that is clean, that should be part of a regular maintenance plan you have. If you want to do it yourself, make sure you pull the quick disconnect. Otherwise, you're going to damage the unit. You got to make sure you turn the power off to the system and be careful using a power washer because you could damage that outdoor system.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. You know, just the normal one that I do shut things down because I have that little shut off right there by the side of the house. And just gently, okay, that's a good thing. Yeah, the other question when you mentioned warranties, car warranties are kind of infamous for, you know, you didn't change the oil on the third Wednesday of the month that have 31 days. What types of things would void a warranty?
That's a great question, Bill.
Okay, if you... Here, first and foremost, you have to do maintenance. I mean, you know, you mentioned the car analogy. If you run your car without oil and you burn up your engine, is the car dealership probably going to give you some heartburn about giving you a new engine? Yes. If you don't maintain your system, it's the same scenario. Secondly, it has to be installed per the manufacturer specifications. And I can tell you, we see very consistently systems not installed per the manufacturer specifications. And that includes more than just putting the equipment where it's installed. It includes airflow issues. It includes making sure there's not excessive what's called static pressure, which is associated with your ductwork. And the easiest way to, you know, we keep using this car analogy, static pressure is the equivalent of driving a car with a trailer on the back of it, right? A trailer full of bricks. When you don't install your ductwork correctly, you put all sorts of back pressure on all the components of your system and make that system work significantly harder. So if that system's not installed per the manufacturer specs, you could effectively void the warranty. So maintenance, and then make sure it's installed correctly, and then of course register your warranty. We register all of our warranties for all of our clients, but if you don't, you do cut that warranty in half.
We really haven't covered a lot about air conditioning, the new technology that's going to allow people a lot more flexibility in zoning the system. I think that's going to be the next big wave where we actually do have thermostats in every single room, all talking to one unit. Mm-hmm. Interesting concept.
Yeah, they have what's called, the new technology is called inverter technology. It basically is modulating system. It works, I'll call it smart, right? It delivers as much cooling as needed, right? Instead of being an on-off switch, it has a 0 to 100% switch, and it can run at 750 different increments of how much cooling to deliver. They're great, and the new ones are out. We install a train system, and we've installed a lot of them. A lot of your listeners have put them in the last 6 months. I talk about performance, and I guess because I'm in the industry, I know the difference between a house that will get cold and a house that really performs well.
Right.
And there are huge disparities between a house that'll get down to 80 to 78 degrees when you turn the air conditioning on,
right,
and a really comfortable house.
Yeah.
I was in a home we did not too long ago, and it's a newer build, so the building envelope is really, it's a really good building envelope. Thermostats at 81, you would have thought it was 72 degrees in that house.
Just really?
So there's varying levels of performance, there's varying levels of comfort, and if done correctly, a new piece of equipment will really improve how comfortable your home is. It'll really improve the quality of the air in your house, and it will cut the air conditioning load of your utility bill by half, right? So like a new system, if you install a high-efficiency system, maybe a middle-of-the-road unit that's 16 SEER,
right.
If you had an old 10-year-old system, it was 8 or 10 SEER when it was born. So every few years, it loses a SEER point. So you're going from probably 6 or 8 SEER to 16 SEER. You're effectively using less than half the energy that you would in a new system.
To get better results.
Yeah, you'll get much better results.
It's a win-win-win all the way around.
And the other thing we never talk about with older air conditioning, Noise.
I know, lots of
it. A new system. Great call. I never know in my air conditioning. I have a basic air conditioning system in my house. Ironically enough, I don't even have the one with all the thrills, only because I had a manufacturer that basically gave me the equipment for free. So I said, if you're going to give it to me, I'll put it on my house. But we installed it correctly. I never know when my air conditioning system is on or off. Yeah. I literally do not know if it's on.
Well, Todd, we've always appreciated your willingness to come in and share your expertise with our listeners. It's more than just slapping an air conditioning unit on a house. There's a lot more to it. We appreciate the way you take the whole house look into it. For folks that would like to do that at their own house, how would they get a hold of you?
Our phone number is 480-969-7500, or we're at reeis.com, and we do free evaluations. I mean, this time of year, it's middle of June now at this point. You know, don't be afraid to give us a call. We'll come out to your house. If you have a question, feel free to call us. You can call us today, or you can call us on Monday or next week, and we'll answer any questions. And if we need to come out to your house for free, we'll do that as well.
Todd, thanks a bunch. We appreciate it, folks. We hope in the course of the last 3 hours, you've been encouraged, educated, uplifted. You'll do all of us here at Rosie on Us a huge favor. Pay it forward. Find somebody that needs it and do it.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful